I want to share with you a couple of pricing-related stories that I recently read in the newspapers. The first was in The Guardian, published in the UK, and the other was in the New York Times. So how's that for a little bit of diversity? They both carry a message, though. See if you can work out what it is, and also see how it relates to you, how you practice, how your business runs. The first story said about how the Japanese pamper their pooches like no one else. According to The Guardian, the pet industry in Japan has expanded into gourmet food stores, yoga classes, and restaurants where dogs can sit on chairs to eat organic meals. There's a wide range of luxury goods ranging from shoes to sunglasses. A pullover, for example, can cost £160. There's buggies to push dogs around in. These are must-haves, according to the article. Spas charge £65 a session for packages that include one-to-one swimming lessons, bubble baths, massage, deep pore cleansing. Some of these dogs go once a week, and it racks up an annual bill of about £3,200. The other article that I was reading was from the end of March 2012, and it was the New York Times. And this was to do with the Manhattan Pizza War. Apparently, about a year ago, pizza was selling for $1.50 a slice. Now it's down to 75 cents, which is about 47 pence in our money. And this war is so intense that it suggested that there might even be a 50 cent pizza slice, 25 cents, and there's even talk about free pizza being on the way. So, why is this? What's it all about? Well, basically, it's down to competition, and more importantly, very poor marketing. It seems that in part of Sixth Avenue, there was originally only one pizza restaurant. Then a second one opened up, and it started selling pizza for $1 a slice. Now, this is a price that several New York pizza establishments have recently favoured. So the original restaurant felt that it had no choice but lowered its price. Then, in October 2011, a third player entered the market. And all was going well until two of the companies decided that they were going to drop their price to 75 cents. So, now we've got three firms all fighting to see who's going to be the cheapest. And unfortunately, like this, there's not going to be a winner. Okay? There's just going to be one last man standing pizza restaurant that has undercut everybody else, and it's making no profits at all. You can't beat people by reducing your prices, because somebody else will always come in and undercut you. And if you've got price buyers as customers, they're just going to go to the cheapest. So you will always lose out. There will always be someone that can undercut you. Okay? The problem is, each of these restaurants has a different story they can tell. They can position themselves differently, and they can stand out. I've mentioned this before. You need to be unique. You need to tell people what your differences are. You need to stand out. If you diversify, if you create your little niche, there's nobody else can say they do what you do, and you can charge what you like. Both of these stories tell you that there is money around, and that there's no need to compete for it. By marketing yourself effectively and differently, you will stand out and you will be able to charge for your services as you see fit. You can be more the pampered pooch brigade rather than the cut price pizza. Don't be like the restaurants. Make sure you know how to market yourself. Make sure you stand out. Diversify. Make yourself unique, avoid all competition, and there's no problem at all.